51551 is our text number, calling all students who were at one of the most successful in terms of numbers events in the last year. And that was yesterday in Limerick, and I believe it was on a Wednesday as well. Limerick Racecourse. Last time, up to 14,000 students from all over Ireland descended on Greenmount Park. And apparently it was a very busy day. Were you there? 51551 or 1857 15815, because Thomas was there. Thomas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Why were you there? You're not a student.
No, I'm a racehorse owner, Joe. I had a runner there yesterday.
Okay.
But I tell you one thing, if that's the way they're promoting Irish racing, we may all give up, because there was nothing but people falling around drunk, getting sick, urinating. It was a disgrace. You couldn't even hear yourself talk with the screaming and the activity that was going on down there. It was people being carried out into paddy wagons, fellas fighting, being arrested, fellas getting sick. I was having my dinner, sitting down at a table, having my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy across from me, because there was no room, I had to sit somewhere. This guy across from me got sick all over the table.
Ah, for God's sake. So tell us, Thomas, you arrived down. It's not, just to be clear, it's Limerick Racecourse. People, I know, talk about Limerick Junction, but that's a completely different place, isn't it?
Limerick Racecourse, yeah. Outside there, Patrick's Well,
okay. So how many do you reckon were there? Was it on Wednesday as well this year? It was? It used to be
I was there 2 days because they had two runners. I had a runner Wednesday and I had a runner Thursday.
And was Wednesday a student day?
Wednesday was a student day, but there wouldn't be half as much people there.
That's yesterday. Okay. Many do you reckon? Many do you reckon were there yesterday, Thomas?
I don't know what Limerick would hold. I'd say, was there 5,000 there yesterday? 6,000? 6,000. I wouldn't say they were all drunk and falling around the place, but I could say 3,000 of them were.
Half of them?
Yep.
And drunk. How do you come up with that figure, Thomas?
I come up with the figure because I can see what was going on. They couldn't get enough of drink into them. They couldn't. The whole place was covered. Every place was covered in drink spillages. I'd say health and safety there yesterday was out the door. There's a little bar there beside the weigh room that I go into sometimes for a cup of tea while waiting for the races to come up. They'd all the chairs gone out of that. It was like a cattle shed with them all in there, and the floor was soaking wet. There was a disco. They had a disco in there. A guy playing loud music. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hear yourself talking. As a matter of fact, we had to leave it. Anybody that had to run there yesterday had to just get out into the open and stay out in the open all day. It was a disgrace. They didn't even have a place for us to have a nice cup of tea, sit down and talk about our horse. We had to go out into the open. We couldn't hear ourselves talking.
And what is the idea of insofar as you know, Thomas, a student race day?
It's to promote. I think they're trying to promote racing to the young people.
Okay, and they've happened.
So what they're doing? There's a guy who rides a column every week in the Irish Field, and he's a student. He might be in the students' union somewhere in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they're trying to promote racing with that, like the young people, like people between, say, 18 and 25 that are going to college.
Okay, there was a Leopardstown. There was a Leopardstown student race day on last Wednesday. 11,000. Went to it, one of the biggest numbers in Leopardstown. I'm looking at the Limerick Racecourse. This is their website, Thomas. And they say, due to popularity of student race day, Limerick Racecourse will hold two student race days on Wednesday the 9th and the 10th of April, just passed, obviously. Last year, almost 14,000 students from all over Ireland attended the largest student event of the year at Greenmount Park. A fun-filled day awaits you with horse racing action, a variety of bars and food outlets. There will be a DJ in the Munster Suite and live band playing in the Tote Hall after racing. Best dressed ladies competitions will be run and a full range of fun games, including Rodeo Bull and lots more. Thursday the 10th of April, they declare, Limerick Racecourse is sold out already.
Yep. Well, to be quite honest, George, sorry for interrupting you.
Far away.
All it is a boozing day out, a binge drinking for young people to get together, have the crack, not even the crack because they're not able to stand up after. I think it was about 2:45 yesterday and the majority of them were piddled out of their heads.
But Thomas...
Shouting and roaring and falling. There was girls going around with their stilettos on them, and half of them had the knees cut out of their... They were bleeding from the knees. I don't mean half of the crowd. I mean, anyone I've seen, there was four or five girls there and they were in awful condition.
Because stilettos and stands and race courses and steps and stairs and concrete steps mean you're going to trip and fall and hurt your knee, to say the least.
Exactly.
Now, on the one hand, Thomas, we got calls yesterday about Tina Tempe. You know that call? Tiny Tempe, isn't that his name? It was on in the O2. And apparently, again, we couldn't actually... people were ringing in, but they were all too embarrassed to go on air. They were at the concert the night before and they were making allegations about some of the behaviour by the young crowd at that. OK? So wherever you get a group of young people together, there's going to be hijinks.
I understand that, Joe. I went to Liverpool last week. I was in Cheltenham. I go to Punchdown every year. I go to Galway. That carry on, don't go on at these race meetings. I don't know, are there better, better security there or whatever, or are they better organised or whatever. But I think people, when the students go for a day out in Limerick, they go for a good piss-up, and all they want to do is drink, drugging. I was in the toilet yesterday, and they were all snorting cocaine in the toilet. You couldn't get into a toilet.
Oh,
joke.
My God.
Well,
as I already said, they say they're from all over Ireland. But the other point I was going to make is, Thomas, you know, one of the best atmospheres you can get anywhere is at a race course during a race meeting. People are in good form. There's always great camaraderie, great slagging. And, you know, I haven't been there often. I'd love to go more. I love it. It's a brilliant, brilliant atmosphere. So on the one hand, you have that fantastic atmosphere which a race course and a race meet can generate. And then, so what went out of control as far as you're concerned?
I said too much drink.
I'm reading, there's a long list of rules here from Limerick Racecourse. And they say one of the rules is the following items may not be brought into the racecourse: alcohol, drinks, bottles, cans, illegal substances. Well, obviously, you can't bring illegal substances anywhere. All items will be confiscated. So you couldn't bring drink in.
Well, that's true, because I've seen people getting drink taken off them. But okay. I often see people with slabs of beer there. I don't know where they got them, but they had them. They were all drinking cans of Budweiser, Heineken,
and who was selling them?
Oh, the people behind the bar. They just throw them out the can. You wouldn't even get... You get no glass because of the danger of glasses. You've got a plastic thing. They throw out the cans. And they have... One fella had one in his top pocket, his back pocket, and he was drinking one.
And you know how much the cans cost?
€5, I think, they were charging.
So follow the money, Thomas.
Yeah.
Where's the money going? I presume Limerick Racecourse is part of HR, Horse Racing Ireland, is it?
Well, I don't know if Limerick belongs to Horse Racing Ireland. Do they own the track, or is it a company owns it?
Yeah, we're trying to get someone from Limerick Racecourse. Our number, by the way, if you are involved in Limerick Racecourse, is 1850 715 815. If you're involved in Horse Racing Ireland, because you only contacted, I think, about an hour ago and we'd feverishly... I know a lot of people go to lunch. Horse Racing Ireland, which gets a massive subsidy from the taxpayer. If you have any involvement in Limerick Racecourse, we'd like to hear from you. Because when I go through this list, like, one of the big things they have up is... Limerick Racecourse is unable to accept liability for personal... This is about yesterday. For personal damages, loss or injury sustained at the event, including damage and losses of property, motor vehicles, if the cause is due to the negligence of the ticket holder or the unforeseeable actions of other patrons, which is a pretty big get-out clause when you have up to 14,000 students from all over Ireland in one place yesterday, beginning at 11:30 in the morning.
That's
first race just before 2 o'clock, which gives you a good 2.5 hours. I presume the bars were open at 11:30, were they?
Oh, open, and they'll be open well after racing, well into the night. It only gets... I'd say it only really gets going when the racing is over. So, Joe, if you look at it there yesterday, I was there yesterday, I wouldn't say there was one... you couldn't say out of all the horses that ran that I'd seen a race horse trainer, because they avoid the place.
Well, was there much gambling going on? And did they get in? You know, the tote or whatever. I'm not talking about big gambling. Did they get into
the crack? I was talking to a guy out of Ladbrokes. He's a friend of mine. And he said, Ray, they have their priorities right. He said, they don't spend their money on gambling. They spend it on drink.
And what about the argument which would be made? And that is that to get you know, even when you get into the gambling argument, which is a totally separate argument, but you know it's much better for young people, or for anybody, sorry, to go to the race course and get into the atmosphere and the crack, and instead of going to a betting from in their boxer shorts and in their back bedroom upstairs. So what about this whole intention, which is to get people to go to a race course?
Yeah, but Joe, get them to go to a race course. And like, I go to a race course. I enjoy the day. I have a couple of pints. I have something to eat. I really enjoy going racing. I love it. Now, there's not a lot of people going racing in Ireland at the moment, only to the likes of, we say, Galway for the festivals and probably Punchestown. Mm. You'll get a good crowd in Punchestown. But you go to Limerick next week of an early day and you wouldn't get two gatemen there and a dog. You wouldn't get one man and a dog there. There wouldn't be a sinner there.
How much per head into this race meeting yesterday? How much of the 14,000 students pay in?
Well, I didn't have to pay because I'm an owner, Joe. Oh, but I think they were charging 13 euros for adults. I suppose for students they were charging 10 euros.
So on the gate, now the figures vary. They say last year 14,000. It seems to be as popular as last year. That's a lot of money. That's well over 100 grand.
Joe, if you were there yesterday, Joe...
On the gate alone, that's what I mean.
Yeah. You were there yesterday. There was at least 100 tour buses there. There was at least 60 taxis waiting from outside to bring them there and back and bring the ones that are drunk home early and wait for the ones that are coming later. I see one guy, standing there, and this guy came up, this student came up and gave him a dig in the face, got him on the ground, kicked him in the head, and a couple of the people there just stopped it, and the guards came along, arrested a man, took him out into a paddy bag, threw him into the back of it, and the poor guy was there, one poor student was there, and his nose, blood running over his nose, and he done nothing. It's just this guy was walking by him, he didn't like him, he gave him a dig, because he had too much drink in him. It's all fueled by drink. Be quite honest with you, if horse racing Ireland or Limerick Race Course want to go down that road, I'll never run a horse there, on that day again. I'd run horses there, but I won't run them on that day.
And what was the reaction of other owners? And I presume the jockeys were well. I hope they were well.
Well, to be quite honest, the other people that were trying to use the owners and trainers bar and use that bar by the weigh room, even if they kept that bar for the people, for ordinary people that just like to go racing, have a cup of tea, have a sandwich, have a nice drink after the horse wins or the horse runs well, if they kept that area for people and kept the students away from it, I would say that if they wanted students to run riot, let them run riot somewhere else. We were coming out after the races, Joe. I come out after the races with my partner. Mm-hmm. We got into the Jeep. We were parked beside the fence. And I was embarrassed. There was fellas there. And there was 50 of them there up against the wire, urinating into the car park.
Limerick Racecourse, in this terms and conditions for yesterday, said the aim of Limerick Racecourse is to promote horse racing to students. Please drink responsibly, act responsibly, and most of all, have a great day. There will be a strong security and Garda presence on the site, was there?
I'll be quite honest with you, Joe. There was plenty guards there. But, you know, I mean, I say plenty. There wasn't enough for that crowd. But there was enough to say if there was a ruckus going on, and you could see a ruckus going on, you could stop it. There was a few security guys around the place, all right. There was more security people around the ring, I suppose, that's with the horses. There was four or five guys around there to stop people from going into the ring. I suppose that's because of the horse element, that they wouldn't get kicked. But I mean, you've been worrying about them getting kicked. They should have been worrying about them falling downstairs.
Yeah, but if there was a lot of Gardaí present, and if it was as... like Dante's Inferno, as you describe it, if it was that bad, surely there'd be a load of arrests and surely be in the newspapers or in local radio or whatever.
Well, Joe, there was arrests there yesterday, a good few of them. But there was, I don't know why no racing correspondent or no one from the Irish field would cover this and say, I'll be quite honest with you, Joe, there is a man that covers it. Mark Chapman in England he has a right laugh at us every year. He'd be on at the races there, and he's a racing pundit, he's a commentator, and he has a right go off us every year, because what they're showing, when they show the live pictures from the track, you can see all the students falling around the place drunk. And he has a right go off us, calling us the drunk. You know, he doesn't come out and say we're the drunken Irish, but he more or less says, he has a go off us, anyway. Every year he has a go off us. And that was my first time there on Students Day, because I had a runner. And I seen it for myself, and I was totally appalled and disgusted. And if Limerick Racing or any race course wants to promote that, well, they've had racing to themselves because they've been all and good.
Okay, Dennis, stay there. 51551 and 1850 715 815. Stay there, Thomas. I'll take a quick break because another trainer is on, or is involved in racing, and you're getting a lot of support. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Patrick Murphy, you say it was well. Were you there, by the way?
I was indeed, yeah. I was there. I'm a fourth-year student up here in UL.
Okay, what do you think of what Thomas was saying?
I, to be honest, I can understand some of his points, but some of the other stuff he's saying, in my opinion, is complete nonsense. Like, he's on about that lads are going around drinking cans and they're holding cans, number one. They were selling them in the bar. He said you couldn't even get a glass, which is the same with any outdoor public event. You can't get a glass anywhere, so it's all plastic cups.
Right, that's fair enough.
And he was saying that there was tour buses lined up outside. It was absolutely, this year, especially alone, I've been there the past 4 years, I think this year alone, it was absolutely fantastically run by UL Students Union. They had buses ready for people to go out, barriers, you were practically strip searched going in there, you couldn't bring any substances in with you. Mm-hmm. And leaving the place was an absolute dream.
Well, Parag, you had to buy your alcohol on Limerick Racecourse.
I can't understand. Like, what I can't see his argument of what's wrong with that. Like, it's they're making money. We're having a good day out. Limerick Racecourse, I think it's, like I can remember someone telling me before, it's nearly triple their biggest attendance, which is on Stephen's Day. Mm-hmm. They're making a massive amount of money off it, which is the most important thing. Like, it's our hard-earned money. Like, we all work hard in student. Like, we're students. We all work hard, mm-hmm. make, like, part-time jobs, get ourselves through college. What's wrong with us going out, enjoying ourselves, spending money? Okay, everyone was inside the toilet snorting cocaine, which is absolutely nonsense. Because in any public thing, going to any nightclub in Ireland, there's going to be illegal substance taken. That's fair enough. I've nothing wrong with that, but to say everyone was doing it is an absolute disgrace.
Well, I don't think he said
everyone was doing it.
Okay, Thomas, Patrick says you've got it completely wrong.
Yeah, well, he's talking a load of crap there, because I'd never said they were all snorting cocaine. I said it was people snorting cocaine.
You did say that.
All right, sorry. Do you promote so people, young people, falling around drunk at 2 o'clock in the day and getting sick all over the place? Is that what you're promoting in the university?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the students were out spending their hard-earned money, enjoying themselves. Okay, you went to, like, it's the same as any nightclub in Ireland, same as Galway, same as Aintree, it's the same as any Cheltenham festival. They're alcohol and gambling affairs. They're not excessive, actually, alcohol and gambling affairs, but, like, to paint 14,000 students with the one brush, I think is an absolute outrageous call.
He said half of them were drunk.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're painting 7,000 students with the one brush. I don't think...
Well, was there 14,000 there yesterday?
That's what Joe said earlier on, I think, wasn't it, Joe?
Well, the figure... One of the problems is we're still trying to... I want Limerick Racecourse to come on. Russell Fair is the manager. I want them to come on the programme, please. They made the money yesterday. They have an obligation to talk to people like yourself, Thomas. I want them to come on. They can talk. They're not another organisation hiding behind a PR company. I'm looking at figures. You see, it's very hard to know. I'm looking at figures from the Limerick Racecourse website where they say there was 14,000 there last year. So,
yeah, and they split it up over to 2 days. I think there was 2,000 or 3,000.
Did you see people vomiting during the day?
No, I didn't see that.
Did you see?
Thomas, have you ever been to Galway? Have you ever been to Aintree? Have you ever been to Cheltenham?
I've been to Mull, my dear man. I'm going racing since I'm 14 years of age.
But like, I was at Galway last year, and it's the same thing. There's people drinking.
Can I say something to you? How many diehard racecourse people were there yesterday?
I didn't see many.
Because it's a day for the students. It's a day for Limerick Racecourse.
It's a student It's a day
for people to get drunk. I know they enjoy themselves. Yes, there was a lot of young people there yesterday, well-behaved themselves, very manly people. There was a lot of them, I tell you one thing. We went to walk anywhere. They were falling on top of us. They were running with drink in their hands. They had cans hanging over their pockets. And don't say they didn't, because I was there yesterday. There was one guy hauled away by the police because he met up the young fella.
Go ahead.
But, like, if you went to Galway, there'd be the same minority of people doing the same things that was done yesterday. Like,
well, I'd be quite honest. I'm going to Galway for nearly 30 years, and I've never seen a young fella or young ones being hauled away by the police and taken off in paddy wagons and fighting. Never.
But I can safely say that. But, like, I'm trying to say, what I'm giving out about, Thomas,
if all that's right. what our young students, all that's right. the way they carry on in life, and that, we as taxpayers pay grants from them and we've given this so much to their education, and if that's the way they want to carry on, I think it's an appalling situation in our country. That's what's going up in the country. What I seen yesterday, not them all, but a lot of them, they were like alcoholics. They couldn't get enough drinking.
Yeah, but Thomas, are you saying just compare and contrast, compared to a normal race meet, you know what I mean, a mix of a crowd.
Like a normal race day in Limerick, there'll be 300, 400, maybe 500 people max there. It's a completely different setup. Like, we are students at the end of the day. We don't go, I've been to Galway, and yes, I've been to Cork, and I've been to Leopardstown. But I just don't think like that. People, like, it's just that, like, we're students, we're highly well-educated students, out to enjoy ourselves. But, like,
the majority of them don't carry on that way.
Majority of them don't. But, like, I disagree. Like, I just think people are going out to enjoy themselves. Some people may take it a step too far, which is going to happen anywhere. If you go to any nightclub in Ireland of a weekend, there's going to be a certain minority of people taking it too far. But I just don't think it's fair for you to blaming the whole of the Limerick population.
I mentioned Leopardstown.
The whole of Limerick population, sorry.
I mentioned Leopardstown last week. Where else are these student race days held?
There was one in Cork 2 weeks ago. I think Leopardstown was Cork was 2 weeks ago, and Leopardstown was a week ago.
Yeah. And
it's kind of fairly common sense that if you're a diehard race goer, you're not going to have the same enjoyment. You're not going to have the same atmosphere that you would on your normal race day. But it's a day for students. Like, it's like a lot of people that I'd be friends with and live with went out, enjoyed themselves, had a bit of a flutter and a few horses that they wouldn't normally do. They're getting more interested in horses. That's what another aim of the whole these student race days, to go out and promote, like, with Horse Racing Ireland, it's going to promote the sport. And he said that
Ronan 5155, Ronan is a student in University of Limerick. Go ahead, Ronan, you were there yesterday.
How you doing? Well, I won't attend the race any day because of the carnage that goes on there, to be perfectly honest with you. I was out there 2 years ago dropping someone out who was working there at the time, and the scene was apocalyptic.
Okay, I need to get a better line, Ronan. Parig Murphy, Parig, good afternoon. That Parig is there. Kevin in the middle there, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Sorry, big of a hand.
Okay,
Joe?
You listen to Parig and Thomas.
I am listening to him, I'm sort of trying to make a straight line between the two of them. But the point I want to make is, now, I wasn't at the race meet, I hasten to add, right?
Okay.
But the point I'm making is this: every time you hear students on the radio or on a programme or something else, all you can hear is that they haven't got enough, they can't eat, they have got no money. We can't pay for this, we can't pay for that, we can't pay for the other. Now, there's a particular estate in Waterford where I live. Mm-hmm. Now, it is predominantly student-led.
Yeah.
Now, the guards are out there every weekend in mass.
Yeah, but they are a group of young, like, they're students. Somebody's making money out of them for a start.
Yeah, that's funny. And the point I'm making is they never have any money, but they have, yes, on the weekends. There's a particular part of Waterford, and you'd be taking your life in your hands to try and drive through it, because they totally ignore the traffic laws. They're in the middle of the road. They're everywhere. You couldn't possibly drive through the place. Again, where the hell? They have no money to eat, but by crikey, they have plenty of money to drink.
Parik.
Sorry, Joe, if I may, one final point, if I may.
Okay,
Kevin. Now, the first man you had on there made a point. They were charging €5 for a can of beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you buy a 24 can slab for €25. So, by crikey, I'll tell you one thing, there was somebody making plenty of money out of it.
That's why I'd love to hear from Limerick Racecourse.
But, like, It's the same, like, and your point about the cans. The cans is just an easier option for the race course to facilitate.
Yeah, of course.
And easier
yeah.
for them to clean up. Like, to the point about the money, they're making money because there's going to be a demand, like, supply and demand. There's going to be a demand for the drink. But, like, it's the same, like, and the point...
Same anywhere. That's your... Same...
Like, it's the same as any public event. They're going to be selling cans.
But,
like,
but okay, yes, but
I can't understand this. But Parik,
listen to what Thomas is saying. No, I know you are, but like, I take your point at any festival, electric picnic or whatever, there's drink and all... People do stupid things. We all know that. But yeah. that's neither here nor there at this stage. But people go to see bands or whatever. But at the race, did anyone go to see the racing yesterday?
It's kind of... It's a certain element of it. Like, it's a day out. Like, what are you telling me that the... How many people are at Aintree at the weekend went for the racing?
Most people would have gone for the Grand National.
Like, ladies' day, all these kind of days... okay, a certain majority of people would have interest in horses. There was a certain majority of students, yes, they had an interest in horses, were in the stands, were shouting on the horses that they had backed. Okay, they might not be as knowledgeable as the normal race course, but they're still there for the horse racing, for have a few flutters, win, lose money. That's the aim, but, like, just to go out and just enjoy themselves and enjoy the racing. I don't really know of students who would be complaining about money, because I think... The 60% of students that I'd be friendly with in college, 60-70% of students are working part-time jobs. They're all gone home today. They're all gone home working in shops Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back up and do another 5 days in college.
Okay, Kevin, there's your answer. They're all doing part-time jobs and working hard.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying all of them. I know a lot of them.
One question, right? Okay, they're all doing part-time jobs. Okay, fair enough. But does he call getting? Excuse me for swearing, but does he call getting pissed out of their brain and falling around the place, enjoying themselves? If he does, God help you, boy. You need to take a sharp lesson in reality.
But I didn't say that. No, that's a very harsh thing to say. I didn't say that.
You said he went out to enjoy themselves. Now, do you call getting pissed out of your brain and falling around the place enjoying yourself? I don't.
No, and I've already said that that's a certain minority that's what they can do. And some people might take more drink than they can handle and they learn from their mistakes. But I'm not saying that's the sole aim of people to go out and get pissed out of their brain, as you would say. I don't think that's a fair assumption to make, no, to be honest.
Well, I'll put it this way. I'll tell you what you do. Come down to Waterford some weekend and see what goes on around where there's four or five late night venues on the weekend, and you'd be taking your life right through because you could kill somebody. And the girls don't even go near the place because there's no use. They can't. There's too much of a crowd of students there.
But Kevin, do you want the place looking like North Korea? Like this is young people out enjoying themselves, bit of crack, great conviviality, meeting people.
Yes, yes. But you also have to have respect for people who are using the roads. You don't block off the roads.
Okay, well I know that. But
that's fair enough. I agree. That is completely out of order.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, the majority of students are 18 to 24. We're young. Okay, we all, you were young once yourself. We all go out, maybe do some things that are not the correct thing to do, but you learn by if you grow up. It's all part of growing up. I'm not saying that it should be done or it has to be done, and they're obviously completely out of order by the outside in the middle of the road or whatever you're saying. But at the same time, when you get a group of young people together, there is a certain, like, people just go out and have the crack. Okay, they make mistakes.
There's a certain energy. There's a certain buzz and energy. Stay there, Parik. Yeah. Dennis McGrath was there. I'll try and move through people now. 51551. Dennis, good afternoon. Were you there yesterday?
No, Joe, I'm not, but I'm like that gentleman before you there. I've been going racing since Adam was a lad. And the business model that these race courses are, the business model is wrong, right? Because they're confusing economics with genuine race goers. And the problem you have with yesterday was the majority of students who turned up there are going purely and simply to have a piss up. Simple as. I've been racing all over the place, in the UK and Ireland, et cetera, et cetera. You don't see the sort of behaviour that was witnessed in Limerick yesterday or in Leperstown last Wednesday when it was aired on At The Races. And Matt Chapman, I was watching it actually on air, and all I could see were people falling around the place.
Okay, you say Mark, we'll try and get that fella, Mark Chapman. You say he's watching everything.
Matt Chapman,
okay. He's with the Racing Post, that's what you're telling me.
He's with At The Races.
Oh, at that whole channel, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis, Dan Hutch in Cork. Dan, you were there yesterday.
Yes, and my remark on the thing would be it's a disgrace to see, as you drive into the car park, students urinating out through the railing. I mean, have they no dignity? Surely...
And we'll say, okay,
if our
Dan,
society has sunk to that low level that they, you understand me, have to, as people arrived at the car park, they were greeted with students urinating out through the railing.
And how many in the line?
Oh, there could have been a dozen.
Oh, it wasn't just one or two caught short.
No, yeah. Well, they were going and coming.
Hang on, Dennis. Dan was there, so we want to... Dan, you were there. Okay. Your wife had a horse running.
Yes.
Okay, and... Yeah. What would the general description that Thomas gave of the half of them being drunk and cans and vomiting, what was your genuine experience?
I would agree with it thoroughly, having passed in and out through the stands and been in the owner's bar or looked into it. It's too big a collection of students from different parts of the country on a booze up, and it should not be done in that manner on a race course. It gives a very, very poor view on A, students, and it's a poor view, as we can see as well, for racing. This kind of thing happens.
But you know the idea, Dan, it's to promote racing, to get young people interested so they come back.
I think it turns more people off than it turns people on, to be honest with you. You can go to all the other big festivals, be it Listowel, Galway, Aintree, Cheltenham. There are people drunk, but they're well behaved within reason.
But is the lesson then, Dan, that... And I know owners and trainers have to go, but the lesson is don't go to a student race day if you're not a student.
Yeah. And your first caller said that they would never run a horse again there. And I'm inclined to think that they're turning people, especially with younger horses, off taking them to a place like that, because there's a noise. Well, that's a different thing altogether, but there's music pounding and booming out. I don't think anybody would take a young horse there. Older, more experienced horses won't be upset, I think, too much by it.
Sorry, Joe, but his point about noise is the same. Sorry to interrupt you, but I was just saying that your comment about noise is the same as there are at Galway or Cheltenham. It's the same as any big festival. There's, when you have upwards of 10,000 people anywhere, there's going to be noise generated. It's to say that you wouldn't run a young horse there, you wouldn't.
It's the thumping music that goes on. In other words, they have boom speakers thumping out music. You don't have that at any other. You would not have that at Galway or Aintree or any of those other big festival meetings I know because I've been there. In other words, this is where the music goes on continuously. Obviously, when horses sweep into the straight, there's going to be a crescendo of noise. That would happen at any race meeting, the excitement of it, like a goal scored in soccer or football or whatever.
Exactly. That was my point.
But you're saying, Dan, the students are frightening the horses.
Well, not the students, the noise that's provided for the students definitely is not will frighten horse. If you had a nervous horse, he would lose his head altogether.
With the noise and
what was going on.
Sorry to interrupt you again. I just like to make one other point in that. The money that was generated over the past 2 days by Limerick Racecourse was phenomenal. It was absolutely brilliant money for Limerick Racecourse to get. And it helps fund and keep their racecourse open for the smaller events. And keep the smaller race goes where there would be only a couple of hundred people there. It helps them to make their money and keep that another fantastic experience, keep the facilities maintained. And the money generated there helps keep Limerick Racecourse open. In my opinion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that would be my opinion, that the money generated yesterday was absolutely fantastic for Limerick Racecourse, and it helps them to maintain the fantastic facilities that they already have out there to keep
Can I interrupt a second just to say, if in other words, if I would think if it's to continue on in the manner it continues on, the universities themselves would have to make an effort to control. In other words, it's easier for students to control themselves rather than having security people running around. You understand me?
But they are adults. You can't expect the Limerick.
Yes,
you can't expect UL or any other college to shepherd them to a rate. They're paying into this place.
The alcohol
is priced at a premium, obviously, by Limerick Racecourse. Limerick Racecourse are now telling us it was a success. The Limerick model is proving a success. That's what they're saying. They had 10 members of an Garda Síochána for 6,500 people. 10 members of the Gardaí. That's very low. And they said they had 50 of their own security staff, 30 Order of Malta and 8 Limerick Racecourse stewards. No major incidents reported yesterday in Limerick at Limerick Racecourse. We're still hoping they'll come on. And at least it's Dean Shanahan. Dean, you were working at it yesterday. How are you?
Yes, I was actually working in the Munster Suite bar. I was a barman there.
And who employs you, Dean?
And the Woodlands actually employ me.
Who's at the bar? Is that the race course?
Woodlands run a lot of the bars inside there.
Okay, but they're franchised out from Limerick Racecourse.
Yes.
They pay Limerick Racecourse to be there or whatever.
Like, there's another thing to bear in mind when you're talking about the students. Most of the bars, most of the security, there's students in that. So students are also working at this race day to ensure that it goes ahead.
And what was it like yesterday in your bar, Dean?
To be honest, I've worked the past 3 years and it was the quietest year yet.
Compared to what?
By comparison to previous years gone by. It was by no means a very, very busy thing. There was not a lot of drunken people. I didn't actually have to not refuse service to anyone.
And you
not
know,
in my bar anyway.
Do you know what the turnover was?
I wouldn't have any knowledge of that now. But I know that by comparison to years gone by, there wasn't as many incidents. It was generally a very well-run event.
I'm
hearing it from students coming into the reception here in the Students' Union, saying that they actually, by comparison to years gone by, they thought it was actually very good, especially with regard to the buses taking care of the students afterwards.
Were lectures cancelled in UL yesterday?
No, they weren't. Lectures ran ahead. I managed to rearrange my classes, so I was able to work that day. I wasn't able to work the Wednesday.
Okay. So the college went ahead as normal yesterday.
Yes.
And then we have Eileen in Adair, 51551. Stay there, Dean and Porrig. Eileen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
You say your daughter went in yesterday and what happened to you?
That's right, yeah. She's a mature student and she went to her lectures as normal and was told that it was cancelled because of the race day. The lecturer had realised that she'd have very few in attendance, so she postponed. Well, she didn't cancel it. It'll go on at a later date. But that's what really annoyed me and annoyed my daughter as well, because I think it was a 10 o'clock lecture or whatever, and she had to reschedule something at home to get there.
Dean, who's chair of the council in the Students' Union, is that right, Dean? Dean says there was no lectures cancelled yesterday.
Well, if the lecture was cancelled, it was cancelled by the lecturer themselves.
Yes,
the college
yes.
doesn't cancel lectures.
Yeah, but presumably the college knows about it.
Yeah, but was it cancelled because of race day, Eileen?
Yes, this is what she was told, yeah.
You're not serious.
Yeah. She's a mature student now, so she's kind of coming at it with benefit. And she said as well that when she went in the young ones, as she calls it, from her lofty height of 25, she is looking at the 18, 19, 20-year-olds in their finery, and some of them were drunk even that early in the morning, waiting for the buses to take them.
Because Ronan, who was on that dodgy line earlier, unfortunately, he was about to say, I see it on his call, that he concurs with Eileen that there was drink yesterday morning before they even went to the races.
Oh yeah, they were getting tanked up as if they were going for a night out. I can't see why the race course wouldn't run it in the afternoon, you know, or like a Friday afternoon, because there are very few lectures on a Friday afternoon. Why it has to be run during what's supposed to be college time.
Yeah, well,
another thing to remember there is that most students go home on Fridays.
But sure, yeah. So if they, you know, well, why not have it on a Wednesday evening? You know,
it was on a Wednesday evening this year. It was Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and 6,500 each day, apparently.
Thursday evening, so, you know.
I will concur with what she's saying in that it was the this is the first year it was run a little bit earlier in years previous. This is the first year they ran it.
When is, by the way, when is term finishing? It's hardly finishing soon. It's only started again after Christmas. When is term finishing?
No, we finished week 11. We've 1 week elections left. And then we've a month of exams then.
And then the year is over.
Yeah, I'm finished college on the 17th of May.
Till when?
Well, I'm in fine, yeah, so I'm finished for good on the 17th of May.
College finishes on the 17th of May.
Yeah, we've 12-week terms in UL.
But so when do lectures finish?
Lectures, we've a week off for Easter next week, and then we've our final week 12 the following week of the bank holiday, that's our final week of lectures.
That's the final week of lectures in UL.
Yeah.
For the year. And the president emeritus of UL, who's Ed Walsh, right, is forever on, and he's extraordinarily articulate. And by the way, very, very well based in facts. But he is forever on criticising second level teachers for the amount of time they work. And you're telling me that lectures in the University of Limerick have all but finished for the year, and we're in April for the academic year.
That's the same with every college. UCC finished last week or the week before. And
that doesn't make it right, though.
And then a month of exams.
Bear in mind the amount of research that goes on during the summer as well. Lectures are involved with that.
Of course. I know that, yeah.
Of course. But
stay there. Quick break. 51551. More people want to come in.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Thomas was at Limerick Racecourse yesterday. He said there was, 7,000 people there. Half of them, he said, were over the odds when it came to alcohol, people vomiting while he was eating, and general mayhem. Cathy was there. He said it was like Dante's Inferno at one stage. Cathy, you were there and you said it was a paradise.
Yeah, I really didn't think it was that bad. I was there on the Wednesday and the Thursday.
Okay.
And being honest, of course there was trouble. There was a few people being carried out drunk, but just because they can't handle their drink and they took it too far doesn't mean that all the rest of the students, like, we shouldn't be painted with that brush and we shouldn't be criticised. Yeah,
but his point, Cathy, was, Thomas's point was, this was a horse racing day. It wasn't about horse racing, it was about drinking.
I don't think so at all. 90% of the time we were down at the bookies placing our bets. There was loads of people in the stands cheering for the horses. That was the most of it that I saw. There was dancing, there was plenty of that, but nobody went out, I don't think, intending to get absolutely blind drunk. I don't think anyone intended that. I think people did go out and they took it way too far and they were removed, but other than that, people were out to have...
And what's way too far, Cathy?
Well, being carried out by the guards drunk is too far.
And what, time was that at?
This is midway through the day, about 3-4 o'clock.
And how do you get so drunk by 3 o'clock in the afternoon that you're palatic?
Not being able to handle yourself.
Well, what time would you need to start? What time would you need to start drinking at, Cathy, to get palatic by 3?
Well, it depends on how fast you're drinking, really. I know that none of my friends and myself, we wouldn't bother with that kind. We have good fun. We do have a few drinks. We dance. We go place bets. We watch the races. I don't think everyone goes out to become blind drunk, which is what basically is what people are saying.
Yeah, but Thomas, you see, I think in fairness to Thomas now, he's saying that the balance. And he's a horse owner and trainer. He's saying the balance in this event was more towards alcohol than equine. You follow me?
No, I wouldn't say so. I would say it was a whole day of fun. I don't think anything was about alcohol. I think had they not put on a bar at all, I think they still would have had a massive crowd and a good turnout. So I really don't think it was all about the alcohol. The alcohol was there.
If it was a pioneer day, a total abstinence day, horse racing, you'd say it would have had 6,500 as it had yesterday. At least.
I would think so.
Okay, stay there, Cathy. Brian was there. Brian, as you were, Cathy. When were you there, Brian?
Brian Cooper, Joe. Yeah, I was there on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
I was there to see a horse of ours run. So my experience was basically very heavy-handed, in my opinion, security operation there, where there was one guy who was admittedly had been drunk, but... he got into a scuffle outside the weigh room. That's where the jockeys go, for those who don't know.
Yeah,
and he actually pleaded with the security guys. They wanted to throw him out the gate. He said, if you let me go, I'll walk out.
Okay.
And then it just went horribly wrong.
And what about drink? What about drink?
He was drunk, clearly.
And was there this image that Thomas and indeed couple of other callers have painted.
I put a lot of it down to Guinness. Guinness was the main sponsor there. There was a lot of students there. I wouldn't paint them all. A lot of them were extremely well behaved. A lot of them were very drunk, for sure. But I think the majority of the students were well behaved and probably enjoying the racing. But I mean, there was overemphasis on the Guinness tent and the loud music and a lot of alcohol being consumed, in my opinion.
But
and
Brian Guinness, Brian Guinness have a tent at most. You know, I mean, that's their job.
No, this is specifically sponsored student day by Guinness. Okay,
I compare it to other race. You know, the big festival days or whatever.
No, this was there was no 6,000 students there on Wednesday, by the way. Right. Far from it, I'd suggest. I mean, there was probably 400 or 500 race goers and maybe 2,000 or 3,000 students, I'd imagine.
But the students are race goers, according to Limerick race goers.
No, they're...
It was a great success, they say.
Yeah, sure. But I think, I'm all for students going racing, and Leopardstown do it very well. They have a very good evening attracting students and people coming from the workforce. For their evening meetings during the summer, and they lay on bands and music, and they get a entry fee, and they get a free drink, and a free bed, and a free burger, so they get food as well. This thing was pure alcohol, and more alcohol. And it's not what I support racing for. I've been a supporter of racing for all those years, 40 years almost, and my family long before that. And this is a new phenomenon, and I don't welcome it in the support I support, and have done for many, many years.
Yeah, but
and
Brian,
that support costs money.
But Cathy, who's on the other line, says, and she's studying to be a veterinary nurse, she's saying that the horses, everything was well run and well looked after, and it wasn't the Bacchalian feast that everyone else of alcohol and whatever else was going, that others have described it, that it was. The two of you are describing two different events.
Well, I can only tell you what I saw and witnessed on Wednesday afternoon between 4:00 and 6:00.
Okay, John.
Admittedly, that was later on in the day, so people were drinking, no doubt, all day. And there was a lot of alcohol consumed, a lot of drunk students. But, like, that was not a representation of all of the students, for sure.
But you're saying compared to other race meetings, the...
You wouldn't experience that. No, you would not see that whatsoever. No way.
So the difference was...
This is a race day promoted by Limerick universities for the students to attend a day indulging in a lot of alcohol and some of them with some interest in the horses.
Yeah, but would you not say... It was a lot of colleges as well, obviously. But would you not say, Brian, this was a race day promoted by Limerick Racecourse?
Correct, yeah.
So where's the money gone? It's not gone to students in UL or anywhere else.
Well,
where's the profit? Where's the profits gone? €5 for a can of Bud. You get a can of Bud for less than €1 in the tax. I have to pay the tax, obviously. €5 for a can of Bud. Follow the money. Where's the money gone?
Yeah, that's not the point, Joe. I think I don't want to see the race courses that I support over all these years turned into events for a bunch of students to come along and get absolutely plastered.
Well, would it not be better running it simply as a student-only day, Brian?
Well, they won't get the crowd then. They've got to put something in there for them, you know. But I think they could do it. They could certainly, hopefully they'll learn from this.
Okay, well, thanks, Brian. Brian Cooper. Is John there? John is current. I don't know your second name, John. What's your second name? Go ahead.
John O'Donoghue.
John O'Donoghue, yeah. John O'Donoghue is current chairman of UCC Horse Racing Society.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did you organise one of these race days?
We would organise Cork, yeah. The 27th of March. Okay.
And what does the UCC Horse Racing Society do?
We're threefold. We promote, educate and appreciate horse racing to the student population in UCC. So we're there to kind of teach incoming members about racing, bring them racing, and then, you know, subsidise things that way and get them racing.
So it's a bit of crack.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It's racing orientated. And to us, like, we're against the... Well, I don't say we're against, but personally, I'm against the targeting of widespread students by Limerick Racecourse and Leopardstown Racecourse.
Why?
Because if you think of it, they're targeting the university at large. Would... you know, going forward and future development of racing, would you not look at getting behind a racing society like us that go to other meetings and go to race courses and race meetings throughout the year as race goers, as opposed to going there on designated student days, which, in my opinion, is drink-orientated.
And you say HRI, Horse Racing Ireland, which is a quasi-state body in terms of the amount of
money. No.
No, in terms of the amount of money they get from the state. They get money from the state.
Oh, they do, yes.
From the taxpayer, they do. I know they're completely independent, which is a wonderful, wonderful way to be. That's great. You say HRI need to take responsibility for this. In which way, John? Sorry.
It's the race courses themselves that run these.
Okay, you say HRI should intervene.
Yeah, and start maybe, you know, I'm biased and say get behind us as opposed to getting behind these massive days out.
Well, Limerick race courses are calling this phenomenon the Limerick model. And they say the Limerick model is proving a success.
Well, the Limerick model has driven away UCC Racing Society. We didn't go at all this year.
And you'd actively encourage your members not to go?
Well, we didn't actively, but we didn't run any buses this year.
Okay, why not?
Just because of last year. I thought it was horrendous last year.
And what, tell me about last year.
It was just, you know, I think they packed us well over capacity in for someone that wanted to actually go on match racing and say some bit dry. You just weren't able to do that last year.
Okay, just to be fair, now Limerick race courses, as I say, won't come on, but I can say adamantly they would vehemently deny that it was over capacity. But anyway, you just tell us, give us a picture of it last year then that prompted the UCC Horse Racing Society to say thus far and no further.
Yeah, to Limerick.
And tell us, what was last year like, apart from the numbers?
I was talking about last year in this. You weren't able to.
You couldn't move.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about last year.
Okay, well, I know that was a lot of drink last year as well.
Oh, there would be, yeah. Like, every student race, it has that. And I think Brian mentioned Leopardstown last week. We were there as well, and it's a tent, you know, to just buy the parade ring. Like, we'd say the race course itself is relatively well behaved, but if you kind of take yourself off the race course and into a tent like that, it is what you're going to find at any student event, which is drink and drunkenness. And
what is it? Come at it and put another frame on it, just for a sec, John, though I think I know your answer. Is it just a safe way for students? I didn't know it was coming to the end of the term, the end of the year, the academic year. It's only April. Is it a safe way for students to let off a bit of steam before the exams start?
You could look at it like that, yeah. I think they're all around the same time. Like, yeah. I mean, it was Cork first, then Leopardstown, and then Limerick, you know. You know, I think they have their own niche and they're all hitting their own niche.
Okay, Brendan, stay there, John, if you would. Brendan is in Wexford. Brendan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how do you know what the tote was yesterday?
Well, it's stated in the paper.
Oh, of course, ongoing, so to speak. So what was the tote aggregate for yesterday?
100,000.
And what was it for last year, Brendan?
64,000.
Well done. And what was it? What was it for the previous year, Brendan? Do you know?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, you're letting me down, Brendan. 64.
That's how I gauge. Okay. The numbers that are added by the aggregate.
Okay, and
there must have been a lot of people in having betting on the tote for the aggregate to go from 64,000 up to 100,000. So obviously they weren't all drinking.
Okay, and how does are you a studier of the tote, Brendan?
No, I just back horses, and I just would look at the aggregate.
You see, like, but how does that aggregate yesterday compare with other festival meetings or
I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, now I was hoping you'd be.
It's just like Wexford is on tonight now, and encourage people to go down there.
It's a lovely race course. Yeah,
lovely race course.
Lovely atmosphere.
Our local trainer, who's doing us great.
Okay,
but you say for us is running three horses there tonight, Liz Doyle. So hopefully she'll have one.
Okay. You're giving me tips there, Brad.
Yeah,
but is 100,000 a good tote aggregate for a day?
I would imagine so. Yeah.
So a lot of them were. There were 6,500 there at least. 6,500 there total. Sorry, max. So 100,000 would mean quite a lot of them were betting.
Obviously. Yeah. The aggregate was 100,000.
And we're not looking at what the on-course bookies would have taken.
Yeah, they would. would have obviously.
That would be separate, wouldn't it?
They would have also.
Okay.
You should get a hold of one of the on-course bookies and ask.
But Brendan, do you go to race meetings?
No, I don't. No, I used to go, but I don't now. No.
Yeah, but
no.
When you did go, they weren't drunken events, were
no,
they?
No.
That
never
wasn't
Wexford or Leopardstown.
That wasn't. In fact, you could find it hard. You'd be queuing. You could be queuing for a while to get a drink.
Well, you wouldn't now with the drink driving.
Stay there, Brendan, if you can. John Young is in Kildare, but you say all race meetings are drink fueled in one sense or the other, John.
Yes, indeed, Joe, because you go to Punchestown now to the festival and every marquee and every bar and everything will be jammed by grown-up people. And they'll all get tipsy in the evening and they'll be laughing and making merry and having good fun. Mm. So I admire Limerick Racecourse and Leopardstown who put on them because they are the owners of the future. I know of an incident already, NUI Minute here, to have a racehorse down with Patrick Mullins. Because he went to college with them and he has them roped in now, students. And this is what happens. These lads will be doctors, dentists in years to come, and they are the future of racing. No mind the pension. I guarantee there wouldn't be 1,000 people in Limerick yesterday only for those young people. And only them. What a marketing feat they did. And to get that sort of a return on the throat, and the bookies probably will tell you the very same. Marvellous achievement. And it was in Leopardstown a couple of nights ago, and they had a wonderful time up there. Students will get drunk if it was only in the pub on a Friday night. That's it. It doesn't have to be at the races. But you go to the Curragh now for Derby Day. How many people are at the Curragh interested in racing on Derby Day? It'll be ladies in high heels, beautiful surrounds, absolutely beautiful. I admire every one of them. But they're not there for the racing. They're there for the fashion shows that go with racing. So I think it was a marvellous achievement by Limerick there yesterday and anyone else that does it.
Okay, I'm just somebody is sending me in. I'm trying to access it now. Somebody is sending me newspaper reports about student race day in Limerick last year and the Garda comments afterwards, and some Gardaí criticised the mayhem student race day in Limerick. Stay with us, 51551. Gardaí say that overall the organisation of the event was very poor, particularly in respect to transport in and out of the event. There was no consideration given to any other road users by the organisers. It wasn't properly organised. But that was the Gardaí talking about last year's Limerick race day. So we presume the organisers learned a lot before they went ahead this year. Bernard, you are from Leixlip. You would agree. Bernard, good afternoon.
Hey Joe, you well? Yeah, I was there yesterday and I was there last year. Now, there was a few problems last year, but I think they solved them this year. First of all, I think they had a new security company looking after people and frisking them before they come in to take any of the beer they had with them. Yeah. But inside, I mean, look, it was a pleasure yesterday to be there and see so many young people, well-dressed, both boys and girls. Okay, they were drinking and a few of them were probably over the limit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not the way it was, I didn't think, anyway, and I think it's great for racing. I mean, these are the people of the future.
And well, you know, they're not people of the future, Bernard. They're now. They're alive now. They're grown up now.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, you know, I mean, the students, they're out enjoying themselves.
John Young, who's still on the line there, Bernard, yeah, from the yeah, same county as yourself.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So I'd agree with that man there entirely, because that is the way forward. Get these people interested.
Yeah.
Get them into a racing syndicate. Get them to enjoy a day at the races. I mean, look, I shouldn't mention, maybe we should go coursing someday, and maybe they'd love that as well, but, you know, there's going to be an effort on about courses as well, coursing as well.
Joe, I took a horse around the ring yesterday, and what the grooms did, mainly yesterday, was they waited in the saddling area before they went in too early, which meant they hadn't got to go around too much with a horse. They might have only did 2 circuits and out. And the music now near the riding was a bit loud, but I asked a chap to turn it down, and he did. Now, there was no difficulty after that, just everybody was having a great bit of fun. Even the jockeys were enjoying it yesterday. See all the girls shouting at them. Doesn't often happen.
the jockeys are only 22-year-olds as well and 24-year-olds, and that's what the students
racing,
a bit of banter. Isn't that livening them up a bit? And not be looking at the same people in the winners' enclosure every week, a few top owners.
Joe, that's all you'll
ever look at on the telly. It's about 4 different owners.
Everybody knew yesterday was a student day, just like Limerick has, Leopardstown has. And I don't think it's unhappy with it. But then just give it one day a miss. There's 350 days racing.
Okay. But does it say something about us, Bernard, that we as a nation seemed... Now, I know it's not peculiar to us, but we seem to have to... get out of our heads.
Joe, like, what is the joy? Derby day, go to Punchestown, go to Cheltenham and Ascot or anywhere, and the whole place is fueled with drink, with its champagne and pavements and everything else.
John,
there.
Do these people...
John,
John, I don't know where you go. We don't get champagne. We're racing every day.
I know, but I mean, I'm just giving an example. Grown-ups will be in Ascot and these places, and they will be drinking as much, if not more.
Okay, let me bring Niamh wasn't drinking. 51551. You weren't drinking, sure. Niamh, yesterday.
Hi, how are you? Kaya. No, I wasn't. I just think, like, I've been listening to this programme now the last hour, and everyone has been on about drink, but I personally drove up from Cork for the race day with the intention of just dressing up, enjoying the day, soaking in the atmosphere, like all my friends dressed up and everything. And even the boys are looking for an excuse to put on a suit and look their best, you know.
Okay, but what about the UCC Horse Racing Society, the UCC Horse Racing Society, who said they wouldn't go yesterday. They boycotted it because it was so bad last year and there was drink.
Well, that's obviously their choice, but I just think personally, like, it's so good for Limerick Racecourse, and like, I'm definitely going back next year. Like, okay, you have like the odd one or two who are really drunk or whatever, but like, I don't think they should let down the whole students. Like, everyone was just going out for the attention, having a good time, dressing up, soaking in the atmosphere. And I think Limerick Racecourse, they pulled off a great show.
Niamh, were you there last year?
Personally, I wasn't there last year, okay. But I know people who were there last year, and I think they would agree with me. Like, we don't get the opportunity to dress up like this. Like, I'm just looking at it from the fashion side, to be honest. But,
Charles, is it? Where's Charles? Charles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You say, go ahead. You're listening to John. Was it John? Who is it that you want to address? Go ahead.
Well, the people, I suppose, that were on and were promoting, racing to the extent that they are to the young people.
Why?
I heard about the universities running the.
I said this an hour ago. The universities didn't run it. It's nothing to do. Universities don't run race meetings. They didn't. It's just the university. They get very upset and they ring their PR companies and they're on to us like Flint to tell us that...
We know
the universities don't. We know the university didn't cancel any... wouldn't cancel a day's lectures for horse racing. So we clarify that.
No, that's
again.
Not my point anyway. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is promoting gambling, racing the way it is being promoted to young people. Just like there's a huge problem out there at the moment for gambling, and the people that are coming into Gamblers Anonymous week on week out are younger and younger.
And you're a long term member of Gamblers Anonymous.
I am, absolutely.
And when you say younger and younger, what do you mean?
Well, I mean just people coming in their late teens, early 20s, and.
But they're not wasting. Sorry, they're not using their time if they're that into gambling. They're not using their time having the crack and travelling on a bus to Limerick Racecourse. They're doing it from their back bedroom on their laptop.
Not all of them, Joe. To be honest with you, and I know because from experience, I know. Like, I mean, a lot of them. That's how they start out with days out like that, and they're offering free bets as well and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know,
sure, that's on. Well, it's on Sky. Every second ad is for a free bet.
Yeah. Well, I know. But like you're saying that they're trying. I've heard somebody say. I've heard several people saying it there, and you can't deny that they were saying that there's people. They're trying to get the young people involved in racing. That's what they said.
And it's a success. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's a success.
22%.
But at what cost, Joe? Because what happens is they come along and they have their first win or they win the first couple of races, and then it's so very easy.
Yeah, but Charles, you know anyone that's prone to addiction doesn't need. Like, they'll bet on two flies, they'll bet on a game of cards, they'll bet on a car race, a horse race, they'll bet on how quick the traffic lights will change.
But you don't have to be prone to addiction, Joe. I mean, every individual is prone to addiction of some sort. Everyone. Every human being.
Yeah, but...
it doesn't take a whole lot for just somebody to get hooked on gambling. The same as they do on drink, or the
so
same as they do on cigarettes.
What would you do, Charles? What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't be so quick to promote it to the younger generation. I mean, it's looking for trouble down the line, and that's what's going to happen.
So you're saying, as well as this list of things that Limerick Racecourse put on their terms and conditions, like we've no liability and all this carry on, but they say, please drink responsibly, you say they should have said, please bet responsibly.
Absolutely, of course, yeah.
Okay. Come back after 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And John Young, in fairness, I think Bernard accepted that the issue of gambling is can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
But what are you saying about drink and race courses? Is it overly? Is it too promoted too much?
It's not. It's a day out, Joe, and everybody has a drink. Maybe, and most even grown-ups and adults will have one too many. At every Ascot, Punchestown, Cheltenham, and there'll be sore heads the next day, and it'll be all fun and crack the next day. Oh, my head was lifting off me. And that's a way, unfortunately, it's a way of life.
No, okay, Tom Clancy is in Limerick. Tom, you're a student and you live near the race course.
Yeah, I'm actually living best to the other side of the parish here in Limerick. Basically, what I wanted to say about the whole event yesterday is just, like, I mean, everyone just seems to be assaulting it for no reason.
Well, they're not, actually. They're not. If you look through the calls, it's 50-50.
Well, not everyone. Yeah. Sorry, there's a large proportion of people. I've been on Twitter and looking at the comments and everything, and people are just slating this day for what it is. I mean, the race course is about, I'd say, 3 miles from my house here, and you wouldn't think it's there for the other 364 days a year. You really wouldn't. You wouldn't think it's there, and
even when there's a normal race meeting on time.
To be honest, you wouldn't really know that it's there. I mean, Stephen's Day, they have a fairly big day out over there.
Yesterday's the biggest.
Yeah, but yesterday's the biggest. But I mean, like, I'm studying marketing in UL, and you have to admire the RS course for a brilliant marketing ploy from last year. Is that they want to boost their coffers. They want to get people through the doors.
Okay.
And they've done that. I mean, last year, I was there last year as well. Last year was a bit, seemed poorly organised. I think they went to try to get too many people through the door. And
they've learned lessons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yesterday I talked to people that have been there for.
Do you go to rugby matches, other sports? Is there?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
and how would you compare and contrast the alcohol quotient there?
Well, I was at the Munster match the weekend, and I'm going up to Limerick, Limerick FC up in Derrymount tonight. And, I mean, at the rugby, I mean, football gets gets chastised for people drinking at it or whatever, but in rugby, you'll have people, I mean, a friend of mine, I drove him into the match, himself and his father had four or five, 6 points between them, maybe two or three each during the match last week, and that was a Saturday afternoon, two in the day. But no one said anything about that.
You said it can be drink at all sporting events. Okay, thanks, Tom. Yeah. Got to go. 51551 continues. Shanna Gorman produced. Gar Duffy on sound. Laura Lee Davis is BCO. Ailish O'Shea is the researcher. And Siobhan Hawkins is the series producer. And Marty Morrissey is next.